The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor?
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 You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Sports Medicine Weekly being brought to you by MedWest Associates, the number one choice for advanced orthopedic solutions, innovative products, and superior customer service. By Accelerated Rehabilitation Centers, putting patients first. By Theratech Equipment, a winning team for fast and complete recovery. By Midtown Athletic Club Oak Park, your place for small group fitness and sports performance training. And by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, team physicians of the Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul University Athletics. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. My name is Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Soon I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Rush University Medical Center. Thanks for joining us. We come your way each and every Saturday morning at 8:30, helping you with your sports medicine injuries and all the hot topics going on in sports medicine. So stay with us. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
Are you facing knee, elbow, shoulder, or hand surgery after a sports or work injury? Speed up your recovery with a continuous passive motion or CPM device from Theratech Equipment. Physician recommended, Joint Commission accredited, Theratech is Chicagoland's leading provider of the latest CPM technology for over 20 years. Either before or after, the Theratech team will come to your home to set up and show you how to use your CPM machine. Ask your doctor about ordering a CPM device from Theratech Equipment to get your therapy in motion soon after surgery. Theratech is your winning team for fast, complete recovery. For more information, visit homecpm.com. That's homecpm.com. At ATI Physical Therapy, we're changing the way you think about physical therapy. We have just one goal at ATI, to make you feel better. And that's what we'll do. With the friendliest staff, the most vibrant clinics, and a unique treatment philosophy focused on making your time with us the highlight of your day. See how rewarding physical therapy can be. Visit ATIPT.com or stop in one of ATI's 80 Chicago area clinics. Taking physical therapy to a higher level, that's ATI. Get there.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning. Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole. Net proceeds from our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. Something that Dr. Brian Cole is tried and true about and close to his heart. And let's talk not only about the heart, Dr. Cole, on our Sports Medicine show this week, but I want to talk a little bit about ACL failure. All right, we're so used to talking about succession, right, and the success stories with ACLs, and you're one of the top orthopedic surgeons, I always say, in the world. But
please,
is there such a thing as ACL failure when it doesn't work? I'm sure there is, but we just don't talk about it a lot. Give me your topic and your thought about that.
Well, you know, we certainly that was a question of the day about 2 years ago, is how likely is it that someone will have a success after an ACL surgery? And it's interesting, if you are designated as an individual who has an ACL tear, you have about a 2.5% to 5% chance that the other side will tear.
Now, why is that?
Probably, you know, we've talked so much about ACL prevention and mechanics and things like that, and it's one of those things. I think once you're pegged as an individual who can tear his or her ACL, you're probably categorized in a risk factor category that either mechanics are off, there's muscle imbalance, maybe it's the sport that you're playing that's a high-risk sport, things of that nature. So it's I probably, you know, if I do say 150 to 175 ACLs a year on average, I will say that both sides probably see probably about 5 to 7%, something like that, where they come back at some point in their athletic life as having the other side tear.
Interesting.
It's actually more common to tear the other side than to re-tear, but we do see re-tears at, you know, 5, 7, 8, sometimes 10%, depending on the population. It's, in other words, a tear of the side that we reconstruct.
Right. How often after the surgery, though? Is there any science behind that?
You know, there's science on why we fail. I mean, and we've looked really carefully at that. You know, between my partners and I, we've had Dr. Bach on, Bush Joseph, who helps take care of the socks, Dr. Verma, Forsyth, and myself. You know, we're probably up to 700, 800 ACLs a year. And I'll tell you that we're going to have some failures. So we've looked very carefully at risk factors for failure. And There's a number of them that have been identified, but I thought what we'd do is, you know, it'd be interesting to have a patient, a real patient who's had ACL surgery and hear a little about her experience and maybe even sort of elucidate or help figure out so those who've had their ACL done can kind of understand what might or could happen or what some of those risk factors are.
And she's a doctor as well, right? Let's bring on an interesting guest, Dr. Amelia Wiggins. And by the way, this segment is sponsored by Theratech. And Dr. Wiggins is in her last year of residency at Midwestern University. She's a former collegiate athlete playing soccer at the University of Louisville, Division I, big school. But Dr. Wiggins, as we bring you in this morning, appreciate you joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly. Two failed ACL surgeries on the same knee. Is that true?
That's correct. I've had actually four ACL surgeries total.
On the same knee?
I've had three on the right knee and one on the left.
Wow. What failed? Why?
The first one, it was a malposition of the graft. Absolutely.
Explain what that means. I know you and Dr. Cole know what it means. I don't. Many of the listeners don't, right?
Wait, let's also be clear. I didn't do your first ACL. I didn't do any of your ACLs, okay? Let's just set the record straight.
That's correct.
That doesn't mean I never fail, that we never fail.
That's correct. I have just met Dr. Cole today.
Good. For someone who's never had a torn ACL, is there a way to describe it? I mean, how do I know if I have one? I feel it, Dr. Cole, or
there's a pop I hear?
I mean, what does it mean?
Most commonly, there's an event where the knee sort of gives way or comes apart. People will sort of, if you take your two fists and you put them together and you sort of shift them over each other, like your knuckles over each other, that's what people will describe. The pop is actually not the ligament tearing. The pop is actually the way the shin bone translates over the femur. There's an audible, palpable pop that the individual will say.
Interesting.
But it's not that the ligament just torn, they feel that pop. It's because the knee actually almost dislocates. It comes apart. That can be very painful, as you've seen various videos of. So the second time it happened, how did they fix the second one?
Second time, we did an Achilles allograft.
Okay, and how long did that last? That's donor. That's a donor tendon, for those of you listening. So how long did that last for?
That lasted for 12 years until 14 years. 13? Yeah, until August of 2013.
All right, so you're about a year out after your third one, right?
Correct, my third one on the right side.
And how did you tear the second one in the right side?
The second one, I was playing football at a barbecue with some buddies. I was running by myself. The football, was being passed over my head, so I went to cut to change directions to catch the football, and my knee just gave out.
We also have another guest in studio with us, and we're going to bring this gentleman in now. Darren Roberts is with us, and Darren, welcome. Darren, interesting. He has a master's in exercise science from Eastern Illinois University, and he's been with Theratech Equipment now for 16 years. And Darren, we understand you have worked with as an athletic trainer and assisted an orthopedic surgeon before joining Theratech Equipment. So my question to you, Darren, and we thank you for joining us
thanks for having me.
Sports Medicine Weekly. How can patients train after surgery to get back on the field as soon as possible?
Well, I think the biggest role that we play at Theratech is we provide patients with equipment at home. And it's something that they use in conjunction with their therapy. It's not something that replaces what they do with their therapist, but it works together as kind of a refined program. And that's the role that we play, and specifically with ACLs, training to get back, whether you're an NFL running back or whether you're Amelia Wiggins playing football, the goal is to get back as soon as you can. And that's what we have devices, specifically with ACLs, the CamelPad, that help address goals that need to be addressed before they can get back to full function.
So explain CamelPad. I know Dr. Cole has used it as well. Dr. Cole, do you want to give me your version of it?
Well, one of the issues is we like to get our patients moving as quickly as possible postoperatively. They can do it on their own. They can get on a bike. But the first week or so, they're often particularly uncomfortable, especially if they're using their own tissue like the patella tendon graft. And there's just a level of hesitancy to get going. So we use this device, this CamelPad. I've been using it for a couple of years for all my post-op ACLs. There's probably a lot of ways to get it right, but this is very convenient. They deliver it to the house, and they're basically sort of on a recumbent position where they can actively or passively get the leg going. And the good thing is it just gets their quads going right away. I mean, motion.
Is this a wrap?
Why don't you explain what you went through? Because this is probably unique for your rehab, right? Initially, you never done anything like. I imagine they kind of locked you up in a brace. Long ago as you had it done, you probably locked up in a brace for a period of time and didn't do a whole lot.
Right.
So this is probably the most progressive or aggressive rehab you've had out of all your ACLs, right?
Yes, that's correct. This rehabilitation was a lot more aggressive than mine in the past. You're correct. I was in a brace after the first three back in college 10, 12 years ago now. And, you know, just very slow to get moving, slow to get my range of motion back, slow to get my quadricep back, the muscle in the front of your leg. And so this time around, as an orthopedic surgeon, too, I wanted to make sure I was ahead of the game, that I got my balance back, I got my quad back. And the surgeon that did my most recent operation talked to me about the CamoPed. So I used it. Darren came and fitted it for me before my surgery. I took it home with me. And honestly, whether it was right to do or not, I started it that day, even the next day.
Yeah, that's, that's what I'll tell my patients to do. And how long did you do it each day?
As much as I could.
Yeah, so using your good leg to pedal your operated leg, and then eventually your operated leg took over?
Exactly, yeah. So the way it works is it's kind of a bicycle on the floor. I think you have two pedals, your bad leg and your good leg go on a pedal, and you're pushing back and forth. At first, with your good leg, is just pushing your bad leg just to get it moving to get your brain reconnected to the surgical leg. And then as I got stronger and stronger and less painful, I really focused on using my surgical leg to push my non-operative leg.
How long did you use it for post-op?
I think about 4 to 6 weeks is what I had.
Yeah, and then you started physical therapy on top of it?
I started physical therapy right away.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, I mean, do you have any sense in terms of your recovery for this one versus the other ones?
I think so. I think it just initially I noticed that my balance was a lot better. I remember really struggling with the ball tosses and just standing with my eyes closed. I remember specifically struggling with that in college. And this one, it just seemed to come back so much quicker.
That's good to know, because you're certainly not any younger. And as we get older, our balance gets more challenging.
Right.
And certainly having the third operation on the knee, major ligament reconstruction, that's great to hear. So Are you back, and do you have any arthritis at all? I'm just curious.
I do. I have arthritis, unfortunately, under my knee, patella.
Your patella. Yeah. Very common, even absent an ACL tear. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Congratulations, and
Thanks. Hope
this one lasts a long time. I
know
Steve
too.
Wanted to ask the question.
Well, I also have a question for Darren. Darren Roberts with us from Theratech. So, Darren, do you set up patients in the home with the CamoPed?
Yeah.
Or sometimes the recovery room?
Yes, and well, you know, being the education coordinator, I do meet with a lot of physicians, physical therapists, showing our CamoPed. Big part of what I do, though, is, you know, go to the home and actually fit the patient. You know, like I said, it's something that they'll use in addition to the regular physical therapy, but having it at home gives them a big advantage, you know, to be something, like we said, they use it for, you know, from the very beginning to about 3 weeks after.
Modern technology, Dr. Coe, you love it, right? I mean,
it
helps your practice as well, doesn't it? And
absolutely.
The post-op stuff?
Absolutely.
All righty. All right, we're going to take a break right here. We thank Darren Roberts from Theratech. Great stuff, Darren.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
having
it.
Me.
Yeah, it was great stuff. And Dr. Amelia Wiggins, for sharing your stories. These are all good, is very good information for you know, the listeners out there, and what Sports Medicine Weekly is all about. So
Thank you very much.
Didn't have the arthritis. I wish it was a total success story in the end, but we're getting there thanks to people like Darren and also the Theratech equipment. So appreciate it, guys. Let's take a break. Come back with more of our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, right after this.
On ESPN Radio.